This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 12th, Cursing and Throwing Stones. Our passage comes from 2 Samuel chapter 16. As King David approached Bahurim, a man from the same clan as Saul's family came out from there. His name was Shimei, son of Gera, and he cursed as he came out. He pelted David and all the king's officials with stones, though all the troops and the special guard were on David's right and left. As he cursed, Shimei said, "Get out! Get out, you murderer! You scoundrel! The Lord has repaid you for all the blood you shed in the household of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. The Lord has given the kingdom into the hands of your son Absalom. You have come to ruin because you are a murderer." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off his head." But the king said, "What does this have to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord said to him, 'Curse David,' who can ask, 'Why do you do this?'" David then said to Abishai and all his officials, "My son, my own flesh and blood, is trying to kill me. How much more than this Benjamite? Leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore to me his covenant blessing instead of his curse today." So David and his men continued along the road while Shimei was going along the hillside opposite him, cursing as he went and throwing stones at him and showering him with dirt. The king and all the people with him arrived at their destination exhausted, and there he refreshed himself. Some people made King David and his loyal followers suffer a lot. This story takes place while David is fleeing because his son Absalom is trying to take over the throne. As David and his officials leave Jerusalem and approach another town, a relative of the former king, Saul, comes out and curses David, saying, "Get out! Get out, you murderer, you scoundrel," and he pelts David and his officials with stones. One of David's military leaders complains about this humiliation, but David says, "If he is cursing because the Lord said to him, 'Curse David,' who can ask, 'Why do you do this?' My son, my own flesh and blood is trying to kill me. How much more than this Benjamite? Leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore to me his covenant blessing instead of his curse today." David admitted that all this trouble, from Absalom's treason to Shimei's cursing, could be God's punishment on him for his wrongdoings. David understood he had done many things wrong, and in his repentance, he trusted God to forgive him and care for him. We can do the same. We may have to face consequences for our actions, but God will also refresh us with his forgiveness and care. Pray with me. Lord, guide us with your wisdom to be like salt and light in this world. We are far from perfect, but help us to point others to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.